Welcome to the Fantasy Football Delivery Men Podcast with your host, Adam Zeitler and Kyle Rohde. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Delivery Men Podcast. I am your host, Adam, the Ambassador Zeitler, here with my co-host, Kyle, the Delivery Man Rohde.
Your intro took like 15 seconds.
Yeah,
that's a pretty long one. He's trying to draw out the time, so it's a little longer episode for you. Since we're bringing to you a couple days late,
yeah,
not my fault.
Apologies.
Yeah,
kind of my fault. Actually, 100% my fault.
100%.
We could have recorded on Wednesday. He was like, "I was the one."
No, which brings me to, so every time we record, you don't have Wednesdays off, or is there a very rare and you just don't say anything about it?
Well, the days that I think the weeks that I have Wednesdays off, I try. There's been a lot, actually, where it just lines up where you're like, hey, can we record on Tuesday? I'm like, perfect.
Perfect. I'm off Wednesday. I don't want to be by you.
I just want my full day, you know, empty calendar. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. But it's like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, that's magical that he never gets a Wednesday off. But now it makes sense that you do those things because you have Wednesday off. And here I think like, oh, okay, well yeah, we'll just do Tuesday or... Yeah. Whatever.
Is that a weird thing? Like I do. If I think I would obviously.
Well, no, because you feel like you're working that day when you're not supposed to.
No,
be.
I don't consider this work.
Okay, like, what the heck's your excuse?
To have the empty schedule, just be like, I don't need to be anywhere. I don't need to think about anything. Like, this is my day off.
I don't know that
just
life.
Just living.
It sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, maybe someday when I get to be your age. no, it's cool. But yeah, I mean, so Adam apologizes that it's a couple days late, but the information didn't change. So it's like, I'm actually, one of the things actually did change. So thankfully we did kind of delay it a little bit.
Which one?
Well, spoiler, we will be talking about the NFC South previews or reviews. I just snapped my fingers because I can't remember because I don't know which one it is. But Rob Gronkowski.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's no longer playing the game.
Are we going to break right into it?
Yeah, I suppose we could. And then we can wait, because how did we open this up? We were picking on you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to jump into it.
Breaking news.
Rob Gronkowski retires. Say that five times fast.
Rob Gronkowski retires. Okay, yeah.
See?
I made it twice. I'm sorry that you're the words guy over there. Yeah. that'd be really tough.
So, I don't know how you felt about this. Molly, I think, told me, and she felt like she was breaking me the news, but I was like, yeah, that was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So already, she wants me to give her credit. So Molly, I'll give you credit.
Thank you, Molly, for filling in Adam. Otherwise that made this episode really awkward.
But like, you hearing this, like, do you believe it? Or is this like,
I think he's actually done.
Yeah.
First ballot, Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say so. As a tight end.
I mean,
yeah.
Listen to some of the numbers. I brought them up real quick here. Reception, 621. Receiving yards, 9,286. 92 receiving touchdowns.
Wow.
As a tight end. Four-time Super Bowl champion. Five-time Pro Bowler. NFL comeback.
We had to say it was four-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, that's probably a really good... I mean, but it's like... And then it's like when you reflect back on Gronk and what he's done and like think about him in games, he was like a game changer.
Yes, he was.
You know, so it's like, yeah, I think he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I think so too.
And good for him. And then he can go back to his shaving bush commercials or whatever the crap he's doing.
Manscaping.
That's what it is. I like that better.
Man shaving bush. Towards...
Well, that's what they presented as in the commercials. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But to me, when I heard about this, I was just like, you know, he could change his mind in the next month.
Well, he could, but I mean,
do I think he's going to? No, but like, to me, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't have this mindset going into, you know, a week before the season kickoff and drafting him in the last round. Like, I'm not going to do that, but you know, I would not be shocked in the least if he came out of retirement, even mid season, something like that. I'm just like, well, I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, he was doing virtual workouts with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
What he would do is he would record them all in one day, and he would change his shirt so it looked like multiple days, and then he would just release them to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as the week went on.
Yeah, you should probably retire you doing that.
Yeah, that's a well, that's a pro move, by the way. I mean, that's a great idea. I mean,
I'd say that's
it's like I worked really hard on Monday, took the rest of the week off.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He ain't got time for us.
I mean, this isn't anything concrete, but this was a week ago today. The NFL wants a significant suspension for Deshaun Watson.
And I heard that he has settled 20 of his 24 pending allegations against him.
Wasn't it way more? Maybe I was completely wrong. Maybe it was some, you know, mocking Facebook GIF or something like, but I thought it was like at 60 something.
Oh, no. See, that was saying that he actually visited 67 different massage parlors. No happy endings at those, apparently. But anyway. Okay, wait. But the thing is he settled 20 of the 20. Okay, this racks my mind. Okay, and you know, stay with me here for a little bit. So he settled them. Okay. So there was a price tag on these allegations made by these people that, like, okay, since we reached that agreement, this no longer matters to me. Like, where are your morals on that as far as, like, that person? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm really upset about $1 million. Never mind. I'm okay with what happened. Isn't that weird to you?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess everybody has their price. But I mean, in all actuality, if you're passionate about something, somebody shouldn't be able to throw money at you. Just be, I don't know where you're at right now. I'll let you stay where you're at.
Nope. Keep okay, going. Okay. I'm not talking.
Okay. Anyways. I'm kind of scared. Did I say something I should have said?
No, nope.
Okay, we're good.
Still good? I think so.
Okay. I'm going to tread a little more lightly. Anyways, it's like, I find it weird that people withdraw their case after a bunch of money's thrown at them when they were so passionate. Well, yeah, like, I'm bringing these charges forward. But,
yeah.
Okay, you know, but four of them are, I guess, sticking to their guns. But then it makes you...
Maybe that's why. It's just like, if there was 24 of them, you know, maybe their morals are like, I can take the money and he can, you know... do his jail, I don't want to say jail time, but you know he'll get guilty with, you know, someone else, because there's 24, someone's bound to
right
be whatever. So like, they'll take their money and run, and
then the other four left over that are sticking to their guns are,
I don't know, I feel really weird talking about this. It's a weird situation. I don't want to say,
hey, I don't want to be in it.
I don't want to say, I don't want to say someone's right or someone's wrong.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
James Robinson not likely ready for camp. He's had the late season ACL tear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was,
it's not good news for him, especially with, ETN in the wings there.
But it was kind of expected. I mean, a late season ACL.
Yeah. And it is a different, coaching staff there rather than Urban Meyer. So it's like,
was it ACL or was it Achilles?
I thought it was Achilles.
I'll look it
but
up.
It's like, that's like the kiss of death for running backs. So if that's the case, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Okay.
The Texans might, quote, lean on Marlon Mack to start the season.
Okay.
Hmm?
I'll take that might as a little bit, but it's not making me excited about the situation. Like, I got to go get Marlon Mack in the third round. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's just is what it is.
It is what it is.
A report, Justin Fields has improved his throwing mechanics.
So he went from 0 to 5. All right. I have nothing against Justin Fields. I'm sorry. No, but we'll see.
Austin Hooper, one of Ryan Tannehill's preferred targets through camp. The tight end for Tennessee. Because I think Treylon Burks... A lot of the stuff I've been hearing about Treylon Burks is he has not been
like
practicing a lot due to his asthma. Yeah. Which, I mean, it's still really, really early, so I'm not going to say that he's a bust quite yet, but.
A.J. Brown have asthma?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, I was just checking.
But when you're a rookie, it's pretty important to, you know, get on the field.
Yeah.
Get used to your quarterback, your whole team. I don't know. I'm just. Just
I know I didn't want, I just kind of wanted to lay a little bit of fire in the Tennessee thing underneath you. So
but I'm not going there again.
Okay.
Rashad Penny in the driver's seat.
Ooh.
To be the primary back for the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Is that just...
It's a fluff piece.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
Yeah, make Rashad feel good about himself.
Cam Akers reportedly 100% in minicamp. All right.
Okay.
Desmond Ridder to make quarterback competition in Atlanta.
That's a little exciting.
Yeah.
No.
excuse me.
For what? Coughing slightly?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The NFL would not be surprised if Chris Godwin opens up the year on the PUP list.
They call it the pup list.
The pup list. And Alvin Kamara is bracing for a 6-game suspension.
Yes.
I think this is a thing that was not talked about. You know, I listen to podcasts, a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I will kind of want to give you credit here because a lot of the podcasts and stuff and the shows that I listen to, it seems like they were talking about Kamara like nothing was going to happen. So I was wondering, like, did we miss something?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you had always brought up every time we talked Kamara, like, we don't know what's going to happen yet, you know.
Right.
So now, again, it's not set in stone, but Kamara is bracing for a 6-game suspension.
Right. When Ezekiel Elliott was in his prime and he saw a 4-game suspension, he dropped to like the 3rd round in that year of the drafts, you know, and whatnot, because it's like after 4 games, you knew what you were going to get when it was Zeke in his prime.
Right.
Alvin Kamara on a 6-game suspension, which is a 1/3 of the year, that'd be a really high pick.
It half of the fantasy season, isn't it?
It is half of the.
12 or 14.
No.
It's 14 weeks, right?
What? No, because the regular season's 18 games, and you have your championship in week 17. So
16, it's like 15, 14. Yeah. So it's a little less than half.
Yeah. So, but I'm, you know, his you know, draft stock is obviously falling, plummeting. But how far down would you feel comfortable taking Alvin Kamara knowing this?
I don't know.
For whatever reason, 4 games seems so much better than 6 games. You know, I mean, you get those 2 additional games, but when you get 6 games, man, because it's like, you know, when he comes back, it's like you got a proven, you know, player on your team. But
I think a big thing for, you know, in the draft is knowing your depth chart. If on your roster you can have an IR spot, and if suspension players can be on your IR spot in our leagues. I kind of made the executive decision that the player suspended, you need to take punishment as much as them. I don't want to say as much as them, but you can't put them on the IR spot.
Which I like.
Yeah.
I like that because, it's like he's suspended. He's not hurt. There's no reason he can't play. The only reason is because he did something stupid.
Right.
Let's not reward them.
If suspended players can go on your roster on the IR spot, then he'll probably go up a round or 2.
Yeah, you probably.
Know, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't affect your roster as much to have that dead spot for 6 weeks. If it is 6 weeks again, it's not.
Yeah, it's not set in stone yet. But
right.
So now that you successfully dodged my question, what round would you feel comfortable picking Alvin Kamara?
I don't know. For some reason, I want to say like 6 or 7.
See, 7 was in my head.
But I feel like even there, I don't know. I feel like he'd probably be gone by. By 7, but it's not going to be by me. I feel like, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Glad you.
Am I wrong?
Way.
I mean,
no. That's why
you said 7.
Yeah.
That's where you'd probably take him.
Yeah. If I was on the board, if I was up in the draft and he was on the board, then yeah, I'd probably grab him.
Yeah.
Because by that time, I've already gotten the wide receivers, and I probably got at least some decent running backs, tight end, maybe, unless you're going late with tight ends. But yeah, 7th round.
Sure.
Feels about right.
Yeah, I can see that. That's all I got for news.
Not a lot's happening right now.
No. And again, it's a lot of fluff pieces. So
yeah, everybody's going to break up their players and their team to get you excited about them and whatnot. So we just got to sift through the fluff.
Yep. It's a lot of stuff to talk about, but nothing worth talking about.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So today we are reviewing / previewing the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be reviewing all the moves from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New Orleans Saints, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Carolina Panthers. So starting with the division champion last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finished at 13-4. The big one, obviously, Tom Brady retires. I don't know. What was it? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Decided to come back. Decided that was enough for me. And then gets his big Fox deal.
Yeah.
So this is probably his last season.
Yeah. And it's important to fantasy owners that when these situations do arise, do not anger drop those players. And I was very close to doing that when Tom Brady retired. I'm like, that's it. And I was going to drop him off my dynasty squad. But I'm like, no, I'm going to hold on to him a little bit and whatnot.
So I offered you a trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody did, though. I'm okay with that.
Would you have taken a third round for retired Tom
Actually,
Brady
no, that I think time? About it, I did receive a third round offer from somebody and I shot it down on the hopes that I'm like a third rounder. I'm like, that's not worth seeing the outcome of the situation. So I did reject that. So no, to answer your question, because I didn't. But yeah, no, I'm glad I held on to him. And now I look forward to at least one more, hopefully decent year out of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Because he's my QB too. So I kind of really need it. That's what I'm saying.
They re-signed Leonard Fournette after, I mean, he was in contact with New England.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been
the worst
mess.
Yep.
So Leonard Fournette comes back. And again, I think we talked about it. He's a little bit overweight.
Yeah, he came back larger than life.
They also re-signed Giovanni Bernard to be
just a receiving back, if in fact, you know, whatever. Probably so the same role.
Ronald Jones is gone. I guess we'll talk. We'll stick with the running backs right here. We got Leonard Fournette, Giovanni Bernard, and they draft Rashad White.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Jones is gone to Kansas City. What are we looking at here in Tampa Bay in the backfield?
I'm looking at, I imagine Leonard Fournette will hit up some kind of a regimen where he's ready to go for the beginning of the year. But I could see a soft launch on Rashad White this year where they introduce him to the offense and whatnot. I could see that. I mean, and Giovanni Bernard, I imagine, will be that third down back maybe a little more often than what he was in the past because of Rojo leaving.
Right.
So, but, I mean, that's kind of my stance on that.
I'm kind of with you. I definitely – I mean, do you think Gio gets drafted in redraft?
Probably not even probably in a PPR league.
Rashad White? Definitely not. I wouldn't imagine. I can't imagine that he does.
That'd be pretty – because it's, that'd be really.
Maybe if you have Leonard Fournette, maybe it's like
a handcuff. Yeah, maybe then, but
see what happens.
Yeah, because I mean, there's only a couple of rookies, especially a running back in this draft class, where you'd feel comfortable taking them in the first round. And yeah, Rashad White, that one.
You mean in Dynasty?
In Dynasty,
yeah. Because I think right now, Breece Hall was like the 101 in Dynasty.
Wait, you're talking about redraft, right?
Yeah. And I'm talking in redraft, like Breece Hall is the 101 in Dynasty. So in rookie drafts.
Right.
In redraft right now, I think his ADP is in like the fifth round.
Mm.
It's like that kind of goes to say.
Funny. Yeah.
So, Tampa Bay also re-signs Chris Godwin and signs former Atlanta Falcon Russell Gage. Also, Rashad Perryman do a little bit of moves on the offensive line. It's in through the draft, tight end Cade Otton and tight end Cole Kieft.
Is his name really Cole or is that a typo?
I don't know either. Some weird names in the NFL.
But who's the tight end that they got? That's
Cameron Brait.
Cameron Brait, I think, is going to see an uptick this year, especially with now the news of Rob Gronkowski.
Retiring.
Because we did bring up Cameron Brait's stats on a previous episode where he has finished in the top 10 twice
right.
at tight end position. So he's like, he's got the chops for it. But Russell Gage, I'm actually really excited for Russell Gage.
I am too.
I think because, I mean, in Atlanta, he was a proven commodity to that team, even with the train wreck that it was. And, you know, when he wasn't being, you know, overshadowed by Calvin Ridley, it's like Russell Gage was pretty good fantasy option, so I can see more of that, especially with Tom Brady throwing him the ball.
Yeah, and it was said that Brady like basically recruited Russell Gage to Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. like personally called him and all sorts of stuff. So
that's got to make you feel good.
I think there was another fluff piece maybe from Brady saying that Russell Gage is gonna be a big part of this offense.
Right.
So with Chris Godwin possibly, you know, starting on the PUP list, Russell Gage could play a pretty significant role. So yeah, on this offense, we got Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, Rashad White, Giovanni Bernard. The wide receivers are Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, again, the PUP list, and Russell Gage. At the tight end, it's Cameron Brake.
Yep.
Yeah, none of the other ones are worth talking about at this point.
You draft Cameron Brake?
I would be interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're, you know, in your last round, I imagine that he's there in the last round.
Oh, I think he'll be taken before the last round.
You think
round.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, with Gronkowski, even, I mean, you know how much he was utilized and whatnot. And Cameron Brate actually did steal some work from him last year. It's sure. Like, he just seems to be the front runner. And if Tom Brady's your quarterback, it's like, I'd gamble on him sure. earlier than the last round.
Yeah, I can see that.
Second round. No, I'm just joking.
Is that all we got?
That's all we got for the Buccaneers. Yeah,
a lot of the offense is pretty much the same from what it was last year. The missing pieces, Antonio Brown and Rob Gronkowski. Otherwise, it's the same offense.
Yep.
Ronald Jones was irrelevant last year, so
yeah. I mean, and Rojo probably will look good for the Chiefs since he did get the rest the majority of last year. So it's like he took a year off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I never understand their coaches. Mindset and not
utilizing
Rojo more.
That's the one weird thing with Rashad White. But then again, it's Bruce Arians is no longer the head coach.
That's true.
So it's like, does he play a little bit more of a role? Leonard Fournette, you know, showing up to camp a little bit overweight. Giovanni, you know, like you said, he might be the pass catcher on this. But then Leonard Fournette, that's kind of what made him fantasy relevant last year, was he caught a lot of passes.
True.
So, you know, with a different head coach, does it look a little different? I mean, it's Tom Brady's offense.
Right.
You know.
So he's going to run it all he sees fit.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder with, like, the newer head coach coming into, if, in fact, that's going to give a little more, like, Tom Brady calling the shots feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Moving on, the New Orleans Saints finished 9-8 last year. New head coach Dennis Allen was the Saints defensive coordinator, obviously, with Sean Payton retiring?
Question mark? Maybe?
I think he just stepped down, right? Like, it wasn't retire. I think he just said he was stepping down.
Oh, okay, yeah. So some sneaky verbiage in there is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I don't think it was official.
That must have been by some steps if he went down.
Yes. So in a free agency market, after trying for Deshaun Watson, and I don't remember. I think it was only Deshaun Watson that was rumored to go there, wasn't it? Anybody else?
Pretty much.
So after that failed, they signed quarterback Jameis Winston, also Andy Dalton. One of the bigger moves, Jarvis Landry. This was after the draft, wide receiver, former, you know, Browns, and re-sign wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith, which, I mean, he's been there for a long time. In the draft, they get wide receiver Chris Olave out of Ohio State. So this offense, you know, like we just talked about Tampa Bay, but this offense is really different.
Kind of taking shape.
The same, the two that are the same from last year, which again, Jameis Winston still doesn't, to me, I don't know, still doesn't feel like he's the Saints quarterback, but, you know, it's there. So he was just there last year and played for only, I mean, he was
six
injured.
Games?
Yeah, so he didn't play a full season.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, we just talked about him. It'll be interesting. Mark Ingram is still there.
And Mark Ingram, I mean, he's been on a bunch of different teams, but it just feels like he never left New Orleans.
So that's actually really interesting. At the wide receiver spot, they got Mike Thomas, who's still a question mark. Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, and at the tight end spot, they got Adam Troutman.
Maybe this will be his year of tight enditis. Maybe he comes out. Maybe still a little early.
It's hard he's to not drafted. You think? I don't think he's drafted.
I mean, I'm not drafting him, but somebody's probably crazy enough to draft him.
Let's go through it. James Winston, quarterback one, early quarterback two, mid quarterback two. We're not talking like
I want to say in between early and mid quarterback two. What's that?
I don't know.
That's what would that be? Biddle. Yeah.
There's something exciting, at least, about James Winston that you know what he can do. You know what he did at Tampa Bay.
Right.
He threw for like 5,000 yards. Last year, you look at what he did. He was good, in the NFL form, but in fantasy, it didn't pan out, as great. But you look at what he was thrown to last year, for the handful of games that he was healthy.
Yeah, you never heard of any of those wide receivers.
Right. You look at what he's got now. It's like if Mike Thomas plays, even if he doesn't, you still have Jarvis Landry or Chris Olave, which is a huge step up from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mike Thomas decides to play this year, that's three. And, Alvin Kamara, maybe, that takes a little hit because those are kind of easy dump off passes and screens to Alvin Kamara that Kamara can take, 70-yard screen pass to the house.
Right. And then on the flip side of that, that actually makes this wide receiving core even more interesting. Because it's like those targets need to be absorbed by somebody. And it's like Mark Ingram's seasoned. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of like a workhorse running back way back in the day. He split time with, who was the other running back in New Orleans when he was there? Was that Reggie Bush?
Oh. I think it, maybe.
Maybe.
I remember.
He's been around for a long time. It was
Ingram and Kamara.
Ingram and Kamara?
And then Ingram went to Baltimore, and then he went to the Texans. And then I actually think they traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, because I want to say in the beginning of his career, he was on the tail end of Reggie Bush. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm old. Time escapes me. But yeah, I mean, he was never known for being the real receiving back. So like I said, that makes this receiving core even more interesting, especially from a fantasy standpoint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The wide receivers.
Rank them?
Well, it's tough because Mike Thomas is, we don't know what's going on.
We don't know if he's playing anymore.
It'll be really interesting to see where any of these guys go. Like, really, legitimately, this whole team, like James Winston, where's he go? Alvin Kamara, now if he gets a suspension, where's he going to go? If Alvin Kamara gets a suspension, where's Mark Ingram go? If Mike Thomas plays, where's he go? Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, brand new to the team, where are they going?
Right.
In the drafts, it's like, I don't know. I mean, post the news about Alvin Kamara getting a suspension, I imagine he's a first round or very early second round pick. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, it's like Mike Thomas, not a clue. Chris Olave, where would you be comfortable with him? Jarvis Landry, same thing. I don't know. This team, it's interesting. It's fun, but not a clue.
No. And we are professionals in our craft. That is why we have a fantasy football podcast. And yeah. No, I'm like when I look at it, I'm like, I don't take any of those guys higher than the sixth.
Really?
That's what kind of comes to my mind.
Probably be comfortable there. I imagine Mike Thomas gets maybe picked before then just from the name value.
Maybe,
but
with people that, like, memories of remembering what he was 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Is Mike Thomas the first drafted out of all these guys? Let's say he says, I want to play for New Orleans. Let's go.
Yes.
He's the first guy drafted.
I think so.
Yeah, I probably would.
Because, like, although Jarvis Landry has been, steady, it hasn't been a high ceiling steady. And it's like, if you remember Mike Thomas in his huge year 2 years ago, it's like, man, in a PPR league when he had like 148 receptions, that's crazy numbers.
Yeah.
Chris
Olave is the interesting piece here.
Agreed.
You said sixth round.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I said none of these three higher than the sixth round.
Yeah. I'm kind of there with you. But sixth round seems like you're in the range of, you can start swinging for the fences and see what happens. It'll be interesting to see where their ADPs I'll kind of start lining up when it comes to draft season.
Right.
So, yeah, the one funny thing, we talk Adam Trautman. What about Taysom Hill?
Ooh, yeah. Because there was actually reports that he's actually going to be the, and that's, man, that escaped me. They actually, like the reports that I had read, like, well, read, heard probably, but that he's going to be the tight end one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was actually, somebody actually reached out to told me about that. And they're like, share that little nugget on your podcast. So not everybody knows.
I wonder, like, if Hill plays a little bit of a role with, if Kamara gets suspended.
Ooh, that's
I don't want to say like he's going to be a running back.
No.
But, because I think he's older than Mark Ingram.
that might be. No. Mark Ingram's got to be older than Taysom.
You ask about Taysom Hill, I'll ask about Mark Ingram.
Hey Siri, how old is Taysom Hill?
How old is Mark Ingram? Mark Ingram's 32.
Dang it. My Siri let me down. How old is he?
32.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm pretty sure Taysom is like 34.
He's 31.
What?
Woo.
Wow.
So I'm right, you're wrong. I feel like Mark Ingram's older than that. It seems like he's been around forever.
Yeah, it does feel like that. Mm. 32 is not, I mean, it's not young for a running back, but it's
young for me.
Well, you're really old.
That's the thing, too. It's like, I know.
You're really old for a running back, too.
I know, and that's why I retired. I feel a lot of phone calls. Tom Brady gave me a call. He's like,
sorry, Tom.
He's like, I'm going to call you first. He's like, then I'm going to give Russell a call, Russell Gage. But yeah, I'm like, nah, I can't do it. I got to work. So that's the only reason why. But yeah, that's, oh, man, Taysom Hill. Yeah, you'd take Taysom Hill over Trautman, yeah?
I think so.
If you were in the realm of drafting these guys.
I think so, yeah. Because you never know where he could throw a pass, throw a touchdown.
No, oh, that's true, too.
I don't think Trautman is doing that. And like we said, is Trautman drafted? If you're wrong and Trautman's, you know, the deal over Taysom Hill is like, well, you just drop Taysom Hill and you pick up Trautman if that's the direction you want to go.
There you go. There's a plan for you guys out there that are listening.
Do you think Taysom Hill gets drafted? That's interesting.
Think Taysom Hill will?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
On years past, yeah. I think people are going to keep that in their mind and be like, oh, maybe I can designate him as a quarterback also. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to be on the platforms, if in fact he's going to be listed as a quarterback / tight end or whatever.
I think he's listed as a tight end right now.
Just a tight end.
Yeah.
I still think people will go just off the, like you said, the possibility of him chucking a touchdown, that's points on the board. So,
yeah,
you know.
We ready to move on?
Yeah, we can move on.
Atlanta Falcons finished at 7-10 last year. That's actually surprisingly better than I thought.
For as big of a trade wreck they were, yeah. Holy cow, that was like a sneaky good year. I mean, they beat up on really crappy teams, you know, but yeah.
All right, let's they did a lot of moves.
Weren't they playoff relevant to like week 16 or something crazy like that?
Because
I remember Atlanta Falcons being like, in my head, they were terrible. But I think that they were like 7-8. But they were still able to possibly make the playoffs as of week 16. But then, you know.
That I don't know.
I'm almost positive I'm
right. Let's go down the list and let's just talk about relevance. Is it fantasy relevant? First up, quarterback Marcus Mariota.
Maybe relevant.
Maybe.
Because
quarterback two at the most,
yes.
I mean, we were just talking about in the news that, you know, Ritter might take his job. I don't know about that.
Yes, but that's very well, yeah, because that could have been one of those fluff pieces that we were referring to earlier.
Right. Running back / wide receiver, Cordarrelle Patterson.
What was the answers I was supposed to give?
Relevant.
Relevant. I think he's still relevant.
I think so too. I don't know what his ADP is right now, but it's shockingly low for how good he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought like he would be, I wouldn't want to say fourth round, but I thought he would be higher. And like where he's getting drafted right now, I think is like seventh, eighth, or ninth round,
mm-hmm.
which seems like he might be the only guy there.
And it's like, I watched some games last year from Atlanta. I think, who were they playing? I can't remember who they're playing, but, you watch Cordarrelle Patterson, and it's like he seemed like he was a game changer. It's like, how was he not utilized prior to the Atlanta Falcons having him in a similar situation? Because he looked like a step above everybody else, even at his age.
He's got to be 30 now.
He's 31, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah. And it's like,
they finally figured it out.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. That's how we get the most out of him, by using him. Oh my gosh, I wish I would have done that earlier.
Yeah.
But it's like, it seems like it was almost like a waste.
Running back Damien Williams, former Chicago Bear. I would say not relevant.
Okay, we'll go not relevant. I'll agree with you on that one.
Wide receiver, this was via trade after the draft, I believe. Wide receiver Bryan Edwards from the Las Vegas Raiders.
I guess the right ass. Relevant.
I'm going to say so too.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Auden Tate.
Not relevant.
Wide receiver Damier Byrd.
Not relevant.
Wide receiver Olamide Zaccheaus.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, not relevant.
Wide receiver Kadarius Hodge.
I've never heard of you.
Tight end Anthony Firkser.
No, because Kyle Pitts lives here.
Running back Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols. Yeah, no, not relevant.
Through the draft, Drake London.
Relevant.
Yep. Quarterback Desmond Ridder.
Same relevancy as Mariota. Because of his style. And Cincinnati,
I don't think he plays this year.
You don't think he plays this
year? No, I don't. When you think about Atlanta, well, I was going to say, when you think about Atlanta, should he play? But then when you think about Atlanta, when they start calling for, you know, the head coach job, you might be seeing what you got in the rookie.
Well, yeah, I mean, if in fact, you know, like I said, the 7-10 finish is actually super surprising to me. I don't know why that was way worse in my head. But, I mean, if in fact they start off like 0-4, I feel like we've done this before where we predicted somebody to come in after a certain point. But if they start off 0-4, you know they're going to be calling for Ridder at that point.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't think of who the other guy was that we called this on. It was another quarterback situation. This was like last year or something like that. Oh, I think this was Fitzpatrick and Tua. That's what it was. What are you just waiting for me to?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You just... But that's why we need to get video up in here, which I wanted to, that's what I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the podcast, that we are inching closer to getting video up on a, you know, live stream on YouTube and whatnot. So
we're working on it.
Keep an eye out and we'll let you know as we know.
Running back, again, this is through the draft, Tyler Allgeier.
Relevant.
I think so too. Tight end John Fitzpatrick.
Not relevant. Why are we drafting tight ends when we have Kyle Pitts?
For depth.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know.
For fun.
It takes a while. Yeah, for fun.
Falcons are a really good team, and they don't need any other spots filled. So, yeah.
So going through the roster, Mariota / Desmond Ridder. Again, I'm much more on the Mariota side. I don't.
Well, I want it for Mariota.
I don't think Ridder plays. He won't be drafted. I don't even think Mariota will be drafted.
I think we can do a gentleman's bet on this one.
As far as what?
We haven't even did any of those this year. That I do believe Ridder will maintain some kind of a starting role at some point in this year. Not just like, oh, Mariota got hurt, here comes Ridder. You know what I'm saying?
You think he'll like totally overtake Mariota?
At least for a little bit. You know, sometimes you had like those Ryan Fitzpatrick Tua situations, as I talked about earlier, where start off Fitzpatrick went Tua, went back to Fitzpatrick.
I'm not comfortable betting on just a little bit.
Okay, well, how many games do you want me to give you? I'll give you 6 games. That's a third of the season. That's more than fair.
You think Ridder will start 6 games?
Wait, when I say it out loud, I'm kind of worried. No, yeah, I'll take that.
I'll take that bet as well.
Okay, I'll have to write that down. gentleman's bet.
So, 2 irrelevant fantasy quarterbacks, unless you're playing super flex, anything like that. At the running back position, Tyler Allgeier, Damien Williams, also running back / wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson.
I hope they keep that same designation for him this year in the fantasy.
I think as platforms. Of right now that they do.
Okay.
The one thing that worries me is I think one of the last things that I saw on Patterson was that they were trying to move him more into the slot role. So when you look at Tyler Allgeier or Damien Williams, they might actually be the running backs in this in this backfield. And we've seen it from last year with Mike Davis that they're not afraid to, you know, have the older guy over the younger guy.
Yep.
I don't know who else they had besides Mike Davis and Cordarrelle Patterson.
I think that's all they were. Well, they had some, I forgot what the guy's name was, but yeah, they had some depth there that was like, yeah, you saw him every now and then.
There's definitely some excitement with Tyler Allgeier being the rookie there,
mm-hmm,
and Damian Williams being the very seasoned veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Who finishes higher?
Who finishes higher?
Damian Williams, Tyler Allgeier. I think I would put my money on Allgeier.
Mm.
But I'm not comfortable.
I'm not comfortable with that. No, I'd favor that side as well.
To me, I think like when you look at a redraft, when you're starting to get in those double digit rounds, you're not drafting Damian Williams, you're drafting Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, for the possibility of a right big bang in the situation.
And I was actually thinking about it today. The fantasy industry is actually really smart with this stuff. When you think about it, like what was it last year? Last year Najee Harris was borderline end of the first round, beginning of the second round player, and he, mm-hmm, was a rookie. So it's like we kind of knew what to expect.
Right.
Like I talked about Breece Hall already. He's fifth round. So it's like, what do we expect? It's like, to me, it's like I don't expect him to just flat out take the backfield. He might, you know, have a, well, he'll, I definitely mean, have a role, but,
well, right, because I mean Michael Carter's still there. So
yeah.
You know, and he had his games.
So I think going into drafts, again, fantasy players are smart. And I think Tyler Allgeier will be drafted and Damian Williams will not. Cordarrelle Patterson will also be drafted. I think Allgeier will play a role. And will he be good enough for fantasy rosters? That is yet to see.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is we will know sooner rather than later.
Agreed. That's how time works.
Wide receivers, Drake London, the rookie, fifth overall, was he? Was he fourth?
Overall?
Yeah. In the draft, NFL draft.
I want to say he was fifth.
Yeah, he was fifth. Jumps right into wide receiver one immediately.
Agreed.
What does that mean? For the Atlanta Falcons, number one receiver. It is worth saying that Calvin Ridley suspended. I know we didn't really talk about that.
No.
He's still on the roster, but cannot play this whole season.
Nope. Because he bet on the game.
He did.
For his team to win.
Probably a bad bet. Drake London, do you see a world where he finishes top 12? Let's say 12.
12, not
I could see it,
yeah,
but it would be.
Like you'd see that.
I'm not betting on it, but.
But I mean, it's like if they had a different person leading the ship. I mean, Marcus Mariota. I mean, I can't see top 12 in a perfect world. It'd be great. Feel good story, but I can't get my head around that.
Where do you think his ceiling is?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Who is the wide receiver two?
Kyle Pitts. No, yeah. I know he's a tight end, but whatever. It'd have to be.
Right now, I kind of have it written down here as Brian Edwards. But Zacchaeus has been there.
Yep.
I don't know that means anything.
No, because, I mean, it's not like he's familiar with this quarterback, you know, because he played with a different quarterback last year. So.
Yeah. I guess if I was to bet, I would bet Zacchaeus, but I'd be.
At number three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Cordarrelle Patterson.
That could be too, if in fact he does take on that slot role, as you had alluded to. Yeah, that I could see that. Uh-oh.
It's just confusing. I don't know. How many of these guys are actually fantasy assets? I'd say London. I mean, how many times do you think you start London if you're betting a ceiling is at 20? Cordarrelle Patterson had a great season last year. Do you think he can do it again? And will he be moved to the slot? Which, if he does, I would say not nearly as close as what he did last year.
Agreed. Yep. Because, I mean, a lot of his points came off of rushing touchdowns last year. But, yeah, Patterson's just interesting in general because it's like, he's either going to get overdrafted like super high because people are going to be living on what he did last year, or there's going to be the people that remember his fall off at the end of last year. Right. And they're like, I'm going to, you know, whatever. So that's going to be an interesting to see where he ends up going.
Kyle Pitts would be drafted pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Outside of that, I think it's Strickland and Patterson. Algier will be drafted, but, you know, he's not going to be starting right away.
Where do you see Pitts come off the board as far as tight ends go? Because you got, you know, you got your top ones. You know, you got Kelsey.
Kelsey's still going to be one.
Andrews.
Mark Andrews is going to be two. I would bet Kyle Pitts is three or four.
Over George Kittle?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes. What would you rather have? That's an interesting question.
Well, in redraft. In redraft.
Because Kyle Pitts seems like he is kind of the face of this offense. With Kittle, it seems like there probably will be a change of quarterback. Mm-hmm. And last year, it was Debo was the face of this offense.
Yeah, I could see why you're seeing Kyle Pitts at three then. Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably prefer Kyle Pitts in that situation as well. Too. I just want to throw George Kittle out there because it's like
he's still an elite tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go with Atlanta. It's confusing.
I'm good with Atlanta.
It's kind of barren. Carolina Panthers finish at 5-12 last year. Through the free agent market, they get running back Deontay Foreman, wide receiver Rashard Higgins, re-signed DJ Moore to a pretty
substantial contract.
Nice contract for him.
Good for him.
Wide receiver Brandon Zolstra, wide receiver Andre Roberts, and tight end Ian Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Through the draft, they get quarterback Matt Corral.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Corral, at one point, they were talking about he was going to be the one first quarterback taken.
Right.
And he ended up...
What was he, like?
Quite late.
Fifth round or something? Yeah. I mean, we're talking about in regular NFL draft. Yeah, he went pretty late. Do you see him dethroning Sam Darnold?
This year? No.
No.
No. Does he? I mean, it's possible.
I mean, there's still talks about them entertaining, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, so. Right.
But I think that's all kind of contingent on that situation we discussed earlier. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a messy situation.
Yeah, we can't go into that.
Not a whole lot to talk about here.
No, not really. I mean... I do like the addition of Deontay Foreman, especially him being a serviceable like backup running back like he was last year for Tennessee. Stepped in for Derrick Henry really nicely. And let's face it, CMC kind of needs somebody like that behind him. Because,
yeah, it's true.
You know, I mean, Chuba Hubbard did all right last year, but I think Deontay Foreman's a tougher runner than Chuba is.
Sure. So this whole offense is Sam Darnold, Christian McCaffrey, Chuba Hubbard, Dante Foreman, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and the rookie from last year, Terrence Marshall. CMC is drafted in the first round. DJ Moore is drafted somewhere. Robbie Anderson.
Drafted somewhere.
I would say DJ Moore is probably drafted in
third?
The top five rounds for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That feels very safe.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Anderson.
Late rounder flyer.
Yeah. Terrence Marshall. Is he drafted?
Probably not in redraft. Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I wanted better things for Terrence Marshall out of his rookie season, but with, I don't know. Okay, so who did they have for a backup besides when Sam Darnold wasn't playing? I forgot.
They eventually went to Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cam Newton came back for a little while.
Who else was there? Because I remember seeing the meme that Cam Newton is now the backup to his backup to his backup or something like that. It was really weird.
Yeah, I forgot who the other one, but I mean, that just goes to show how much you can remember about the guy's performance since he probably did a really bang up job. But yeah, Terrence Marshall didn't quite pan out the way I thought he would. He did suffer some injuries, minor stuff, but still didn't produce to the level that I was hoping he would.
I do want to point out, didn't Carolina start 3-0 or 4-0?
4-0, I thought they did last year. Then all of a sudden, CMC did his best disappearing act as he does year in and year out, and that was it.
I do also want to point out Outside of this division, when Carolina plays, their defense was actually really good last year.
That is true. That is true.
Just to throw that out there.
So you seeing them win the division this year? No, okay.
No.
So yeah, we're in the same boat with that. I mean, if CMC is like, I would like to see a full year out of CMC just to see MC. Since see so many times, see senor. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he can actually do with a full season. Kind of like the Deebo Samuel
effect. Sure.
You know, it's like it was nice to see Deebo all last year, you know, translate on the field, and you got that out of him. So
right. So that's it for Carolina, huh?
Yep, pretty much.
Nothing else to talk about.
Nothing. I got nothing. We got to rank these bad boys. But
yeah, that's all the moves from the NFC South. So there's a lot of them and a lot of irrelevant ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the division. Where do you think they land this year, Kyle?
Oh, this year, man. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to be bold a little bit. But not a lot of bit, just a little bit. I'm going to go Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Carolina, and then Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that's not bold at all because that's exactly how I was
going. Well, you shouldn't have let me go first.
I thought maybe you were going to go New Orleans over Tampa Bay.
No, I'm not that bold. No.
They did beat them twice last year.
That is true. How'd that work out for them?
Yeah, that's a strong point. I get it, but it is Tom Brady. Let's just look at the quarterbacks. We got Tom Brady for Tampa Bay. We got Jameis Winston for New Orleans. We got Marcus Mariota for Atlanta. We have Sam Darnold for Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and then Carolina and Atlanta. So I feel like...
Same on this?
Atlanta is going to be another top five pick next year, probably.
More than likely, and we'll see what they...
They could use
with
it.
That. Yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I mean, if they want to surprise us. Go ahead, Atlanta. Win the division. See what happens.
I'd be completely shocked.
Yeah, you'd be super okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I don't see that happening.
So you think, as far as Carolina, like we both have them over Atlanta, but is it more because we think Atlanta's going to be terrible?
No, I think it's because I think Carolina's going to be better.
Okay. So yeah. I think we are on the same page with that. I think Carolina will be better too. They finished at 5-12. Atlanta finished at 7-10.
Yeah, I could see like where Carolina finishes the 7-10, and then Atlanta finishes either, you know, 6-11, 5-12.
Yeah, something like that. I'd be real crazy and say 8-9.
8-9?
Oh, man, it's going to be a crazy season.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 8-9.
Yeah, we're done talking about
those
two
we're
teams.
Done with that.
Oh, that's all we got, yeah?
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you to the listeners for listening, giving us 5-star reviews, doing the
right thing,
reviews and stuff. You know, we appreciate you. Thank you to the sponsors, Anchor and the Brothers 3 of Oconto. And Reimers Heating.
Boom shakalaka!
Of the Krivitz area.
See how much time just went by? That in that amount of time where we weren't talking, you could have left us a review.
Yep.
Yeah, just click the stars.
I just left a review right then.
You did. I seen it. It was on like a true crime podcast, but I mean, nonetheless, I mean, and, but I'll give you that. I mean, it's, sometimes it's hard, you know, and I feel guilty myself. Sometimes I don't 5-star and I lose sleep at night. Don't lose sleep at night. Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't lose your sleep better.
There you go.
Do it while you sleep. Is that what you said?
I said, don't lose your sleep.
Oh, I was like, how the heck you don't listen to Adam. If he's suggesting you give us 5 stars in your sleep, you're going to be missing out.
I mean, if you could do that.
Well, that's impressive. I'm not even mad. Impressive.
Let's get out of here.
All right, I'm out.
We are the Fantasy Football Deliveryman Podcast. Out.